بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Chapter 128, the permissibility of lying down on one's back and placing one's leg over the other, provided the person does not fear the exposure of his private area. And Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, أنه رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مستلقيا في المسجد واضعا إحدى رجليه على الأخرى. متفق عليه. Had Abdullah ibn Yazid radiallahu anhu raised that he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam lying down on his back in the masjid with one leg over the other. Bukhari Muslim. Had Abdullah ibn Yazid radiallahu anhu raised that he saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam lying down on his back in the masjid with one leg over the other. Bukhari Muslim. So this, some narration, if there is prohibition, it's because of the satr being exposed. Here Rasulullah himself is lying like this. If a person wears a lungi, a loincloth, or if he just has a jubba like this, and he doesn't have no pants and underwear, pants underneath it, and the person lies like this, this is like this, but like this. You see this? You see this? This will be exposed here. So, if a person does not have anything underneath, then obviously he can't lie like that. Or, another way of doing it, if a person tied this like this, that's the way you, when you sleep and you wear a loincloth, people don't know that, and you're supposed to tie it like this. Because at night it will go up like this. So at least, maybe the Hanafi say this is satr from here. But the satr al-ghaliza, this part would not be exposed. If it would become like an underwear, it goes up like this. Understand? So the hadith are to understand. That's why I demonstrate many hadith. You need demonstration from ustaz. And this is, you should do shukr on that. I don't feel shy to demonstrate if I know hadith. Alhamdulillah. Also, I many hadith in class, we didn't have any demonstration like this, but I do to teach. You can understand the hadith. So if Rasulullah was lying like this, and it's permissible, it's sunnah, in fact, we could say. But if there was hadith that Rasulullah forbidded, because sometimes there's hadith that Rasulullah forbids something, if he did, then what's the meaning? Is that if it's exposed, that's why it's forbidden. So the most important thing, the satr, the private part, is not exposed any way that you sleep. So if a person sleeps like this, with leg on top of the other, the whole satr will be exposed. In those days, what did they used to wear? Lungi and a chadar. Lungi, you know, loincloth. The one you tie here. And so this is all loose. So, or if somebody just had the chubba, and we don't have this underneath, you know, you can see that it can get exposed. Ways to follow the Sunnah of the Nabi.